When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All the cups, all the matches live in HD. The season promises to be exciting. DStv, your home of entertainment. I'm Lexus Bell. Thanks a lot for spending time with us here on Drive Time on Joy. Thanks to my crew, Adam Knight, Philip Naya, Abiku Sankofi, Anita Tay, Rambo Johnson, Crispy K, Oliver Fanyon, Abdul Wadud. Top story is coming up next with Evans Mensah.
Dozens of Fix the Country protesters remanded into prison custody until 8th October after they were slapped with a charge of unlawful assembly. We'll take you live to the courts where organizers of the anti-Galamsey protests have been protesting what they term as unjust arraignment before the courts.
Emancipate yourself, so emancipate yourself from mental slavery. I don't know how more.
Stop it. And otherwise, give me an arrest me coming back from church. I was coming back from mass. You guys arrested me. Give me my towel.
And Top Story is always brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energies and Holy Insecticide Spray and Coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. Tonight, dozens of protesters arrested by the Ghana Police Service have been remanded into prison custody until the 8th of October. It followed the police charging them with conspiracy to commit crime, specifically unlawful assembly. These protesters hit the streets for 3 days between the 21st and 23rd to demand urgent action to end the illegal mining currently wreaking havoc on the environment. Now, the police had earlier secured an injunction to stop the protest, but backtracked and decided to provide security only if the protesters changed the location of the planned protest. We'll take you live to the courts for more shortly. But first, listen to how some of the protesters reacted when they came to court today.
These people are ridiculous. Emancipate yourself, so emancipate yourself from mental slavery. I don't know how more.
Stop it. And now it's for 6 months. And I just said, for Tonga. Come for punish the other
people.
Give me my towel. On arrest me coming back from church. I was coming back from mass. You guys arrested me. Give me my towel. I cannot have it. Is that God inside? For this useless arrest. God will punish you.
Just a taste of what was happening in court today. I want to take you there live right now. Ken Ejesi is standing by for us at the venue where there is a flurry of activity as we speak. I'm talking about the courts. And Kenneth, which court are we talking about right now?
We're talking about the Accra Circuit Court, Evans, where about 40 of them were presented before the court today.
And tell us about those remanded. How many so far?
Well, so far, 39 have been remanded. And now with the 39, we have 21 being remanded into prison custody, while 18 have been remanded into police custody. For those that were remanded into prison custody, they were not allowed to say whether they are guilty of the charges leveled against them or not. With the ones that were remanded into police custody, they all pleaded not guilty to the charges leveled against them. So in all, 39 have been remanded, some into prison, others into police custody. Now there's a bench warrant arrest for one of them because, according to the police, she was released on inquiry bail and did not appear in court today. So there's a bench warrant that has been issued for one of them.
See, and they've been charged with unlawful assembly. I mean, how so? Because we know that the police, after they secured the injunction, claimed that they would allow them to go ahead, and in fact allow them to go ahead. Have the police been explaining why they're deciding to charge them now with unlawful assembly?
Well, the police have been tight-lipped on that, but the state attorney did explain that they were charged with unlawful assembly because they entered into perimeters where the police did not want to allow them to enter. You know, there were roadblocks that they defied the police order on the day. On the 3 day, there were places that were blocked, but they decided to penetrate into those places. So the state attorney says that these are all places that they assembled unlawfully.
What do we know about the whereabouts of Bakavoma or the convener?
Well, Bakavomawa will be presented before the court tomorrow because he was arrested yesterday. Now, the people that have been put before the court that were remanded into prison and police custody, they were arrested on Sunday. So Bakavomawa will appear before the court simply because he was arrested a day after those who were put before the court today were arrested. So he appears in court tomorrow.
And is he in police custody or in prison custody? Do we know?
We have no idea which custody he is now. In fact, even the ones that have been taken away, when I spoke to their counsel, he did mention that they have no idea which prison or police custody that they had been taken to. So as it stands now, we have no idea which prison or police custody the lead convener of the group, Oliver Bakavomawa, is in.
Were they all represented by their lawyers?
Yes. So they were divided into groups. We had a group of 9, a group of 11 people, a group of 10 people, and another group of 9. And all those groups were represented by a lead counsel. So they all had lawyers who wanted them to be bailed. In fact, there were 2 people who say that they were wounded because they were beaten with the flat surface of machete by the police, and that they have sustained various degrees of injuries. And their counsel pleaded with the court to allow them to be granted bail on that basis, but the court felt that wasn't enough.
And we also know that some of them have been speaking to you. There was quite a scene, was it not, when some of them were being ushered into the courts, they were chanting at the cameras?
Yes, famous amongst them is social media influencer and lawyer Amma Governor, who was doubting that she's just a 26-year-old lawyer who has been arrested just for exercising her civil duty. And then there was another one who says that he was just coming from church. He has no idea why he has been arrested by the police. There's another one who also says that he's just a maid. He's a maid who is just living close by where the demonstration took place. He has no idea why he has been arrested or brought before them. Now, they accuse the police of not giving them food nor water during the period they have been in the police custody. But that was refuted in the court by the chief investigator because the state attorney refuted the counsel's allegations that these people were not given food, water, they were not given access to their families, their phones were seized from them. But the state prosecutor did indicate that there is no evidence to back that. And the judge asked, does the state prosecutor have evidence And then she referred to the investigator, and the investigator did indicate that indeed they fed them with food and water. And even this morning, he contacted the family members of those he had their numbers.
And so Ama Governor is one of those who will be behind bars, sleeping behind bars again tonight.
Yes, she is. She is one of those who will be behind bars. And then there's also Felicity Nelson, who is also a very vocal member of the Fix the County movement. And then also there's Ralph St. Williams, who was arrested not long ago for disturbing, for pulling down some structures when he went to the National Cathedral. So these are some of the big names who are part of the 39 people who will be spending their night from now until at least the 8th of October behind bars.
And presumably we should expect more of these protesters to be put before court tomorrow?
Yes, we should. Because aside Oliver Bakabamawar, there are a few others who were also arrested yesterday, and all of those will be represented in court tomorrow and judgment will be passed on them.
Ken, thank you very much. And Kenneth, in court for us as we watch this unfold with the police charging the protesters, as you've seen the protests play over the weekend with unlawful assembly. We'll get into that pretty shortly for you as far as this charge is concerned and what this means for those who currently may be remanded into prison custody. But the last few minutes, the protesters have issued a statement with a raft of fresh accusations leveled at the police. My colleague joining me right now with details of this, James Avechi, what is it that the protesters are saying in this latest statement?
Evan, so they are strongly condemning the ongoing, what they call, unlawful actions of the Ghana Police Service against peaceful protesters, and they've been given some key issues to justify their position. First, on unjust arrest and arraignment, they said that several of their colleagues were quote-unquote abducted by the police and unjustly arraigned before court without due process. They said they have received credible intelligence that protesters arrested late Sunday afternoon and yesterday Monday are being deliberately transferred to different police stations across the region in Accra here. And this, they say, is a ploy to ensure they spent a maximum 48-hour detention period before they are gained access to legal representation. They continue by saying that the police are intentionally denying detained protesters their right to legal counsel in clear violation of their constitutional right, and ended that these actions represent an attempt to suppress the voices of citizens exercising their legitimate right to protest, undermining the democratic principles of freedom of assembly and expression. And it ends on this slug that, quote, the enemy will punch, but they will not win this fight for the soul of our country's waters and soil.
Thank you very much. And I want to bring in right now Prince Ganaku, his lawyer for the protesters. Also joining me is Nadine Swa, one of the conveners for Fix the Country Movement. Bobby Banson is private legal practitioner, also joining us to weigh in on what is unfolding as far as these protesters are concerned. Praise Ganaku, thanks for joining us here on Top Story. Today you try to get bail for your clans. It appears you did not succeed. Some of them are actually heading for prison tonight, and they're going to be spending the next few days there until the 8th of October. From what you understand, they have been charged now with unlawful assembly. Did the police explain what really informed this charge?
Yes, I mean, the procedure obviously is that you state the facts. So they are saying that they conspired to assemble unlawfully in contravention of the police's the injunction that the police got. So that's the gravamen of their case, basically.
And what's your reaction to the court denying the bail for many of these clients of yours who had hoped to get bail tonight?
Sorry, can you please take that again?
What's your reaction to the court's decision to refuse your application?
It's astounding, actually. It's if you were in court today, you would be incredibly surprised, and that's saying a lot, because for lawyers, you should never discount the possibility of things going your way. But if you were in court today and you heard the arguments of both sides, I can tell you, look, the prosecution didn't even try. They didn't even try. So for them to still get the decision is astounding to us. It would be astounding to anyone The court record is a public document. Anybody can apply for it. So, I would. There's a limit to what I can say as a lawyer, but I would recommend that you go to the Circuit Court Accra, the Registrar of the Circuit Court Accra, and apply for a copy of the court note. And you will see it is an incredibly surprising decision, given the arguments that were made, and even given the state of the law. But hey, there's only so much we can do at this time. We will refile the application for bail at the High Court tomorrow, definitely.
I mean, surely the court would have given reasons for denying your bail applications.
Yes, they did, and the reasons are that in the interest of peace, the protesters have to be remanded. But very respectfully, with the utmost respect, these people were arrested for a 3-day demonstration that has ended. What is the public interest here that you are protecting or seeking to protect? They have an inherent right to bail. We know that bail is not to be withheld as punishment, and that everybody is presumed innocent until proven guilty. Everybody has a right to their personal liberty, and if you are going to curtail these rights, then there has to be clear reasons why. There has to be a serious justification for it. So, what is the serious justification? What's the public interest here that the court is really trying to protect? There are grounds for refusing bail under Act 30. Okay, the police haven't disclosed their witnesses, so it's not as though the protesters are going to tamper with witnesses or with the evidence. The protesters have fixed place of abode. One of them is a lawyer. And if the court wanted to make the grant of bail contingent on the police ascertaining their place of abode or their place of occupation, they could have done that. One person was not even part of the demonstrators, was just going to visit their wife at the hospital and was picked up by the police. We made this case to the court, and the court still saw it is astounding. It literally, it blows the mind. I cannot tell you how astounding this is. If you are a lawyer or if you are in our industry, you'll be very, very surprised by this. But you know, we can only follow what the process is. So tomorrow, first thing in the morning by 8:30, we'll have refiled the application at the High Court.
At the High Court, hoping for the police to produce your bodies and release them. But some of them went into prison custody, from what I understand. Others went into police custody.
Yeah.
Can you explain why the difference in where to detain them?
No, I as of now, I don't know. I'm just leaving the court premises, so I don't know where they have been taken. So I'm not going to touch base with the rest of my colleagues and find out.
Mm. And also, are all your clients accounted for, all those arrested over the weekend?
Are all the clients accounted for?
Those arrested over the weekend?
The reason I can't answer that right now without more information is because they were split into two courts, and so I represented the accused persons in Circuit Court 10, but there was a larger number in Circuit Court 6. I'm not privy to the number in Circuit Court 6, but I know that in Circuit Court 10 there were only 9. So until I touch base with my colleagues, I will not be able to speak to whether everybody came. But I am hearing that Oliver wasn't in court. One Glenn Sam wasn't in court. One Cedric Banta wasn't in court. One Michael Amofa also wasn't in court. And we still don't know where they are. Felicity was also not in court. Felicity Nelson was also not in court. I cannot explain to you how incredibly, like, out of pocket all of this is.
So as you speak tonight,
people have been arrested, and their lawyers literally don't know where they are.
So you don't know where Oliver Bakavoma is as we speak tonight.
We don't know where Oliver is.
But you've tried the whole day to try and locate him.
That's the state of things.
You've tried the whole day to try and locate him. You've been speaking to the police. What have they told you?
They after the police, they refuse to engage us on any matter at all. That their position, their posturing from the beginning has always been that, you know, we are the opponents, and we are the ones who are fighting for the people that they want to imprison. So they won't deal with us. Basically, we are trying to thwart their motives, so they are not going to engage with us on any
way, shape or form, basically.
And quickly clarify this for me. I know they've been charged with unlawful assembly, but the police yet secured an injunction, but also told us before the protest that they're going to allow the protest to happen. Presumably, they themselves came round to accept the fact that the protest must happen. And on the basis of that, the protest went ahead. How do you reconcile that as a lawyer who's representing your clients?
Exactly. So it's very surprising that the Attorney General will come to court to be and say and lead the charge that they were unlawfully assembling. You know, because the injunction that they got was to prohibit the assembly at a specific place. The protest didn't happen at that place. So it's all quite, you know, everybody who is reasonable can infer what is going on. As a person of high moral character and proven integrity myself, I can't speak to some of these things. Everybody who is reasonable and can read between the lines knows exactly what is going on.
But it's also a fact, isn't it, that the police, although said you can go ahead, the protesters can go ahead with the protest, wanted the protest happening in a particular location. And from the briefing that the police gave subsequently, it appears the protesters breached those rules around where to protest.
This is my response to that. It was the police that decided to go for an injunction, not a month before the protest, but 2 days before the protest. That's the first thing, right? If they were so inclined in their affidavit, which we haven't even seen, they could have specifically asked the court to prohibit the protest full stop. What they asked the court for was a prohibition of the protest at a specific location. And that is not where the protest happens. And we know in our jurisprudence, under our laws in this country, that we have an inherent right to protest, which is not regulated by the police. The reason the courts have said that you should notify the police is because they want the police to be able to maybe provide guidance or provide resources or to ensure that there is no maybe fracas. You understand? But it is never the case that you need the permission of the police. So if the court has said, okay, don't do your protest in this location, and I decide to do my protest elsewhere, you, the police, cannot tell me where I should have my demonstration. It is up to you to have gone to the court to prohibit for you to have to go to the court to prohibit the thing simpliciter. But that's not what you did. That's not what happened.
Well, Prince, thank you very much. And Prince says he still doesn't know where Oliver Bakavomawa is as we speak tonight. He's one of the conveners of the group. Thankfully, Nadiswa joins me now. He's also another convener of the group, the Fix the Country Movement. Now, I'm curious, do you know where your colleague is, Oliver?
No, nobody knows where Oliver is.
I'm pretty sure you've tried the whole day. What have you learned from the police sources you've been working with?
No information from anybody as to where Oliver is. And this is just so sad, because it's just simply because we want clean water for our children, our grandchildren. We just want clean water that is not poisoned. We want crops that are not poisoned. We want animals that we eat, fish, that is not poisoned. And this is why we went out to demonstrate. We have no problem with any political party. We don't care what they do. We just want clean water for our children and our grandchildren. And you want to kill us for this? You want to punish us for this? Clean water? The police who were there, I engaged with them. Half of them want clean water for their children, actually more than half. But the others from above, they had to obey. I have sons, adopted sons and daughters who are in the police, who are in the military. They also want clean water for their children and their grandchildren. And they say to me, Mommy, fight for us because we can't. because we are in the force. We have to keep quiet. Do you think the police, the military, so many people who have been gagged, judges, lawyers, who can't talk, don't want clean water for their children?
On the subject of clean water in Galamse, there's consensus around what indeed must happen, and I believe you're not on the wrong side of the subject. However, in a protest, it still must be lawful, must it not? I mean, in the case of Oliver, we saw the video of him demobilizing a police vehicle. That certainly cannot be lawful.
You know what? I'm not a lawyer, so I cannot answer that question. All I know is we want clean water for our children and our grandchildren. The cases of kidney problems, cancers in children, is on the rise, and nobody can do anything about it. Nobody in this country can put a stop to it. We don't know how long we've been drinking contaminated water for. The crops we eat, the livestock, the animals that come from the village, the goats, the sheep, the cows, we have been told not to eat ateke because the cassava is watered with contaminated water.
I mean, now please give me an update on this. We also had reports that two of your adopted children, if I'm not mistaken, were also arrested. Have they all now been released to you?
Yes, I have both my grandchildren in my care.
Okay. Thank you very much, Nadine. So I'm grateful that you joined us with your thoughts on this. This is one of the conveners for the Fix the Country movement. I want to bring in Bobby Bunsen, who is waiting to weighing on the controversy around the legality of what is happening. As you may have heard, the protesters are accusing the police of unlawfully arraigning them before court today. Bobby, please weighing on the reconciliation between the police's securing of an injunction and then subsequently publicly saying that the protest can go ahead. You've heard Prince Genaku make the point that yes, that protest indeed went ahead, and it wasn't at the location where the police had sought the injunction to stop them from protesting at. And so pretty much baffled why the police will now charge his clans with unlawful assembly. What's your own take on this?
Evans, good evening. I do not have the benefit of the particulars of facts that were read by the police or by the state attorneys that were in court today. So perhaps I would rely solely on your newspaper reportage. I think, as we all know, yes, it is true that every person has a right to demonstrate, but even in the course of the demonstrations, you still must abide by the rules and regulations of the country. The fact that they have been arrested does not mean that they are guilty of the offenses that have been levied against them. Bail is completely at the discretion of the court to be exercised within the ambit set down by the law. I'm happy I heard their counsel say that he intend repeating the bail application in the High Court. That is the rule of law. That is the procedure that must be followed. And so in as much as we all say that we have a right to A, B, C, D, where we think that our right is being trampled upon, you have a right to follow due process. Because in protesting against an illegality, you yourself engage in an illegality. And so if the police are of the opinion that the action that have been undertaken are illegal, and the lawyers or those that partook in those demonstrations think that the police arrest is also illegal, that is why we have the courts. So that once the court at first instance has refused an application for bail, that is not the end of the matter. The door has not been shut to them. They have a right to repeat the bail application in the High Court. And I'm very happy that they said that will be done tomorrow. Let us test the frontiers of the law. Let us go to the High Court and see if the High Court will exercise the discretion to grant them bail so that we would get to the bottom of this matter.
I mean, as a lawyer, when you hear your colleague lawyer say he is currently does not know the whereabouts of one of his clans, Oliver, of course, the most famous name as part of the protesters, how does that strike you?
Of course, once you are arrested, the Constitution says that you are entitled to counsel of your choice. It's a right that cannot be taken away, no matter the gravity of the offense, no matter what has been you've been charged with. And so I believe that counsel will know what to do to ensure that he gets access to his client. It's wrong. It must be condemned in every way. If the police refuse access to cancel by somebody who is in their custody, or counsel is refused access to a client. That is not what our constitution says. So if that has happened, then it is very wrong and must be condemned in no uncertain terms.
Even if the detention is still within the 48 hours allowed by the law?
Yes, the moment you are arrested, the first second you are arrested, you're entitled to counsel. The fact that the police have the discretion to keep you for a period of 48 hours without taking you to court does not mean that any of your rights guaranteed under the Constitution is taken away within that 48 hours, except your freedom of movement. And so apart from that, every other right in the Constitution still upholds. And so if you insist, or if you say that you want to speak to your counsel, or counsel shows up and says, my client is here, I want to speak to him, the police has no discretion. They have to give counsel access to the client, and clients would have must have access to counsel. That is an enshrined right provision in our constitution.
Thank you very much, Bobby Bunsing. Bobby Bunsing is a lawyer. Your thoughts on this, 055-111-1997. More on the war against illegal mining on Newsnight.
Everybody likes money, but what do we like more than money?
Money!
Join the Telecel More Money promo
and win money,
more money,
and even more money.
Simply opt in for free and reload your mobile and broadband and be the lucky winner of the 1 million Ghana cedis grand prize. Also win cash prizes of up to 3 million Ghana cedis in the daily and weekly draw. Opt in for free by dialing *500# or send win to 500, or you can opt in on the Telecel Play app. The more you reload, the higher chances of winning in the Telecel More Money promo. Keep loading, win, and be a millionaire.
Telecel, connecting energies.
Terms and conditions apply. This promo is regulated by the NLA on the Caritas Lottery platform.
Ajay. Couldn't sleep at night. Mosquitoes will be whining, whining my ears. Bugging me all night long. Till I got a remedy. Now I'll be spraying them away with holy insecticide spray. Here I go spray them away.
Mosquito quell, holy multi-purpose insecticide spray. Ghana Krum Krum. For bulk purchase, call 0302-681582. This advert is FDA approved.
Hello, my name is Mami Akia, an entrepreneur and a mother of two. My work keeps me busy most of the time, and sometimes it takes me away from my family. But the safety and health of my family is very important to me. As a working mother, I cannot afford to take any chances when it comes to matters of health. That is why I signed up for a family healthcare plan from Equity Health Insurance. My family and I have access to over 700 hospitals, clinics, opticians, dentists, pharmacies, and diagnostic centers across the length and breadth of Ghana. With Equity Health Insurance, I no longer have to worry about medical bills. Anytime a member of my family visits a hospital, Equity Health Insurance has got my family and I covered. What about you? Who has got you covered?
Call Equity Health Insurance on 050-660-7910 and talk to them about your family health needs now. Visit equityhealthinsurance.com for more information. Equity Health Insurance, here for you.
The Ministry of Education, through the National Teaching Council, presents the Ghana Teacher Prize 2024 on the theme, Valuing Teacher Voices, towards a new social contract for education. Guest of honor, His Excellency Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo, the most outstanding teacher, will be awarded with a three-bedroom house. First and second runners-up go with a 4x4 pickup and a saloon car, respectively. The best teacher in leadership and administration and the best known teaching staff get a saloon car, respectively. The best college of education tutor gets a 4x4 pickup. Juicy cash prizes for all the level categories. Full scholarship for further studies to all award winners. A two-day symposium on the 3rd and 4th of October 2024 at Sunset Hotel, Kumasi at 9:30 a.m. Guest of honor for two-day symposium, Dr. Mahmoud Bahoumia, the Vice President of Ghana. And the Grand Derby on Saturday, 5th October 2024 at 10 a.m. at the Great Hall, KNUST. Kumasi. Sponsors: Get Fun, GES Occupational Pension Scheme, Glyco Pension, Prudential Bank Limited, SIC Life, Data Bank Limited, TTEL, InvestCorp, Petra Trust, InnoLink, UNESCO, UNICEF, GCB Bank, ABE Ventures, Ghana Chamber of Mines, IC Giving, Sabre Education, NAT, NAGRAT, CCT, TEU, Media Partner, Multimedia Group Limited, Ghana Teacher Prize 2024. My teacher, my future.
It is 74 days to the presidential and parliamentary election. Hello, good evening and welcome to Newsnight. Coming up, Ghana Coalition Against Galamse calls out National House of Chiefs over what it describes as
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.